Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would like to add one other aspect, something I did not refer to before, and of course Spain is aligning itself with statements that will be made by the European Union. Now we have a national commitment to AP2, and I'd like to refer to how we are working related to our work related to the issue of IEDs. We believe that AP2 is a key mechanism to alleviate the suffering of thousands of victims of IEDs during and after conflicts, as we see in different parts of the world right now. In Spain, we have International Mine Action Center, that is the main national institution of our work in this area, that provides training, and I already refer that 1,300 trainers and staff from many countries, especially Latin America, and we are hosting as a framework nations the excellent centers in combating IEDs of NATO that is operating since 2007. This is a leading agency related to knowledge and research on IEDs, especially in what refers to combating terrorist networks and non-state actors that use these devices. Our commitment has been demonstrated in other activities, working together with UNIDIR, reviewing capacities in connection with IEDs starting in June 2020, and also Spanish Armed Forces are participating in this work, a specialist in deactivating IEDs known as TEREX as the National Police Forces, and we're working together with states of Latin America to train experts in dealing with IEDs. We have allocated 1.5 million euros for humanitarian demining in Ukraine, which involves also the deactivation of IEDs. Thank you very much, Chair.